Blog Talk Radio.
Good Friday morning. We have finally reached the weekend. It just seems like the last 5 days have drug on forever. Jeff Wirtz in the BTR studios, back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. A lot going on last night, a lot coming up over the weekend. Let's just jump right into it because this show will be packed. We'll talk about the NHL in just a little bit. Just an absolute beatdown in the NHL last night. But first, we got to talk about what wasn't a beatdown for quite some time. And then we hear, you know, we hear the term Yosted. That was a very common term for the Kansas City Royals for a long, long time. Yosted. Well, last night and in several games this year, we've been Herrera'd. He has been good. I will give Herrera that. He has been good this year. Last night, he was not good. 3 hits, 4 earned runs. The Royals blow it in the top of the fifth, give up 5 runs in that fifth inning. All charged to Kelvin Herrera in this game. All but one charged to Kelvin in the final inning. He takes his second loss of the year. The Astros beat down the Royals. Looking at the score, it was you think the Royals were never in it. And don't get me wrong, the Royals were dominated for quite some time. Lance McCullers Jr. was top notch in this game. He was very, very good. The Royals didn't have a hit until, I believe, the fifth inning. They were held without a hit, and that was quickly broken up by a triple by Lorenzo Cain. But really, other than that, the Astros pitcher looked human last night, and Jason Hamill. Look at Jason Hamill's year up till now, and I said it yesterday. I'm not a huge Jason Hamill guy. I think Jason Hamill may be one of the one game isn't going to change my opinion on it. I think Jason Hamill may be one of, if not the worst pickup by Dayton Moore in franchise history. I really do. Since the Dayton Moore era started, I think Jason Hamill may be the worst pickup that they have. Last night, however, very, very good. 7 innings, 4 hits, only gave up that 1 earned run. This thing was tight throughout. The Royals get their only tally on a Mike Moustakas single in the 7th, but they could not hold up with what really is a powerful, powerful offense, and they get a split of the series with the Houston Astros, the best team in baseball. Now, if you would have told me that at the beginning of this series you're going to get a split, I would have, quite frankly, I probably would have called you crazy, but that's what the Royals do. Now they head out to the West Coast. Nice swing on the West Coast before they head back to Kansas City for a long stretch as well. We'll talk about that series coming up in just a little bit. They take on the Padres starting this evening. We'll talk about that pitching matchup and that matchup period coming up later on in the show. Elsewhere last night, speaking of beatdowns, here was a beatdown to just top of it all. The Pittsburgh Penguins, 6-0 last night, game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Pittsburgh on their home ice absolutely dominates the Predators, absolutely tears them apart. The highest tally of goals in the NHL, for the Penguins in the playoffs this year, they get 6 goals, 3 in the first and 3 in the second period, held scoreless. That was the only bright spot for the Predators. They were Pittsburgh was held scoreless in the third period, but the damage had been done already. So Pittsburgh gets game 5 of this series. They head back to Nashville coming up on Sunday. A lot of chance to get a couple of games in. This is going to be a nice end to this series. And still, I think anybody's series, but right now the Predators, with their backs against the wall, they have to take this loss and kind of throw it aside and just try to get a little bit of momentum again. And we talk about momentum all the time on this show. If the Predators don't get the momentum in game 6, well, quite frankly, if they don't get any sort of mojo in game 6, the series is over. But they have to get some offense going. Really have not had a huge problem with that throughout the series, but have struggled a little bit in their last 2 games. They have not been able to put up offense in the last couple of games, and that really has been the Achilles heel of this Nashville Predators team. But again, the Penguins do get the victory last night. Sidney Crosby with 3 assists on the night, did not get a goal, but 3 assists on the night. It was Ryan Hainsey with the big night for the Penguins. He gets a goal and an assist. He earns the 3 stars last night for the Penguins. And again, they get the 6-0 victory over the Predators last night to take a 3-2 lead in that series. To basketball now and to college hoops. Some news was made over the last couple of days over the Ohio State job. Thad Matta leaving Ohio State and stepping down. And now a program that is, it's hard to consider Ohio State a blue blood, but a top-notch program, no doubt. And the question has been, okay, who is going to replace Thad Matta? Thad Matta, who had been at Ohio State for quite a while, a very nice tenure at Ohio State. The question was, who was going to replace Thad Matta? Who wants to jump into that shoe of Thad Matta, a guy that really was the face of this Ohio State program? It's been rumored that it could be Creighton head coach Greg McDermott. He announced on Wednesday that he would turn that down. Other names possibly thrown out there: Xavier head coach Chris Mack, even the Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg, former Iowa State coach, had been thrown around, could be coming back to the college ranks. But now the lead candidate, according to associates close to Ohio State, is Chris Holtmann, the Butler head coach. Butler, of course, who has been a very big program in the last few years. They have reached the NCAA tournament in 3 of the 4 years that Holtmann was at Butler. And of course, they have been a tremendous team, winning 25 games and advancing to the Sweet 16 last year. So a big time candidate for, we see this with all these mid majors. We see, it's run through every year. It seems like you get the same names. You get, you get the Creighton head coach, you get Wichita State, you get, all of these names thrown out there. This one hasn't necessarily been thrown out every year, But, man, it would be a big pickup for Ohio State. Look for Chris Holtmann to maybe potentially join the Ohio State Buckeyes coming up. And I don't think this thing is wrapped up at least for another week to 2 weeks. A lot of time yet before the college basketball season starts. So I don't look for this thing to be wrapped up quickly, but right now could be a challenge of just getting two or three guys, especially after the Creighton head coach turned it down, Greg McDermott. I think that was clearly the head and shoulders leading candidate going into this, but he decided that he wants to stay in Omaha and maybe make for a big time run. I think this Creighton team is very good. And we saw last year they had little glimmers of a very good team, and I think they can continue on that. So again, Greg McDermott staying at Creighton. And right now it looks like the potentially new head coach at Ohio State will be Butler's Chris Holtmann. All right, elsewhere in basketball, of course, it is time for the big game tonight, game four of the NBA Finals coming up. Braun is against the wall right now, a 3-0 series lead for Golden State. It's not really a question of can they wrap it up? Can the Warriors win this series? I think the Warriors run away with this series. I think the Warriors sweep tonight. That's a dagger to the heart of Golden State, saying me, you know, myself predicting that they will get the championship tonight. It might be the pick of doom for them, but I do think Golden State has a legitimate shot at getting this game, and how sweet would it be to win the series on the opponent's home court in Cleveland tonight. An 8 o'clock tip for Golden State and Cleveland. Again, game four, the Cavs trailing in that series 3-0. So a very important night for the Cleveland Cavs. They have to come away with the victory if they are going to extend this series to game five. Elsewhere tonight, the Royals, as we said earlier, start the series with the San Diego Padres. They send rookie Eric Gokandias to the mound tonight, 1-1 with a 4.32 ERA. And remember, he was absolutely marvelous in his first outing. In his second, gave up 4 runs in 2 innings on Sunday. Remember, Sunday the game was taken to a rain delay, so Skoglund gets pulled after the long rain delay. But in that first one, 6 1/3 inning, really technically this is start 2.5 because that one did count. However, he did not get a decision in that game. But again, Eric Skoglund, 1-1 with a 4.32 ERA. He faces off against Julius Chausson of the Padres tonight, 4-5 with a 5.65 ERA. I think the Royals can get right on this homestand. Right now, the Padres 23-38. Not a good team, or the San Diego Padres team. 9 o'clock tonight, Petco Park is where you can find the Royals and San Diego Padres. I think the Royals can get right over the weekend against the San Diego team. I think they need a sweep. I think it would be, especially against a team that is this weak, I think the Royals can get a sweep and need a sweep. They could get back to only 4 games below 500, and who knows, they could be back right in the thick of things in the AL Central right now, trailing by 4.5 games. They could sneak out back into the, at least, not necessarily the catbird seat in the AL Central, but they could improve themselves much, much better over the weekend if they can get. You know, and my heart says 3 of 3. In all actuality, 2 of 3 would be fantastic. But I don't see the Royals falling that badly. I think the only thing that will really change things for them is not having the DH and not being able to trot out. I laugh at that because look at the production of our DH, but just changing things a little bit. And Ned Yost, you know, more often than not, you get a manager in the AL that doesn't know how to run against a National League team. Ned Yost was in the National League with the Brewers for quite some time. He knows how to run a National League team. So it's not going to be a case of, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't replace my pitcher and blah, 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 blah. Because it's a totally different rule. It's a totally different way in the National League, way to play the game. And we'll see that tonight. We'll see some changes again. 9:10 tonight, Royals against Padres, Petco Park. You will find that, of course, as always, on Fox Sports Kansas City and 610 Sports Radio. Plenty of things going on over the weekend. I hope everybody has a terrific weekend. Enjoy all of the big-time sports, of course. Championships could be handed out both in the NHL and the NBA, and the Royals just trying to get right against the San Diego Padres coming up in the next few days. So a busy weekend of sports. We'll be back on Monday to discuss it all. As for today, have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.